Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Inflation on both sides of the pond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The cost of clothing, airline tickets, prescription drugs, you name it, went up last month. Consumer prices saw their biggest increase in 2 years, 0.8%. Of course, food and gasoline got a big chunk of that. At the same time, inflation in Europe was up 3% in November compared to a year ago. EU inflation is at its highest level in more than 6 years. The German airline Lufthansa will get a piece of JetBlue. The airlines have announced a deal that'll give Lufthansa a 19% stake. JetBlue could use that $300 million. But what's in it for Lufthansa? Let's ask airline analyst Doug McVitie with Aran Aerospace in France. What do you think, Doug?
Well, once Lufthansa has a tie-up with JetBlue, they can begin to start promoting that anywhere JetBlue flies, you can fly on from Kennedy to anywhere Lufthansa flies. So basically, it allows Lufthansa to have a wider access and potentially funnel more business to its North Atlantic traffic, which is primarily where most of the European carriers make the majority of their money.
Why do you think Lufthansa chose JetBlue?
They probably thought they were the weakest or the most amenable to a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And JetBlue have had their problems in the last 18 months, many of them self-inflicted. And for at least the last year, JetBlue have been touting around looking for some kind of investment partner or whatever.
Do you think the dollar versus the euro had anything to do with it?
I'm sure it did. At the moment, it's almost as if Europeans are on a holiday in relation to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time to strike, and it's probably not the last.
Okay, Doug McVitie of Aran Aerospace in France, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
JetBlue shares have lost about half their value this year, but they're up 2.5% this morning. As for the rest of Wall Street, a little worried about inflation. The Dow is down 94 points to 13,423. The NASDAQ has dropped 16. The S&P 500 is down 10. In Asia today, the markets fell for the third straight session. And European shares are down a fraction so far. A situation in Ohio is really going to test the idea of finders keepers. A contractor doing some work on a house in Cleveland found $180,000 behind a bathroom wall. The money might have been there since 1927. The woman who owns the house took the money, but now the contractor is suing because he found it and he wants some of it. Previous cases in Ohio have held that finders keepers is the law. I don't know. What do you think? You're listening to The Morning Report for Friday, December 14th on Marketplace.org. The Federal Election Commission has an important call to make today. Should a website called Act Blue be allowed to raise money for unions and corporations and not just candidates? Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Say you want to show the striking TV writers you care. You'd be able to use Act Blue to give to their union's political action committee. Act Blue treasurer Matt DeBurgolis says right now the website can only raise money for issue-specific PACs.
We want to expand that set of committees, not to just include committees that support a particular issue, but also committees that are associated with a particular union.
But Fred Wertheimer of the watchdog group Democracy 21 says those contributions would just go to lobbyists.
These groups are giving money for a purpose. They normally engage in lobbying Congress and trying to influence presidential decisions.
The new donations would be limited to $5,000 per person per calendar year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Not that you really want to hear it, but there's another sign of how bad the housing market is. It has to do with YouTube and a struggling home improvement store we all know. Here's Lisa Napoli.
Home Depot's earnings tanked 20% in the last quarter, what with the subprime mess and all. So to drum up some business, the big box hardware store launched a contest on YouTube. To win a $25,000 gift card, you have to make a video explaining how you'd use it to improve your house. Here's one entry.
And our washing machine, we found it in the trash. We'd like to get a nicer one if you would give us cash.
Bruce Hollander creates promotions and contests. He says user-generated content is a good marketing tool.
The word is involvement. That's a tremendous advantage rather than just having you write your name on a piece of paper and sending it in for a sweepstakes.
So far, videos uploaded in the contest have had 80,000 views, 2,000 hours of free promo. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Things aren't looking so great for raises next year. The consulting group Towers Perrin says corporate salary budgets are expected to go up just 3.9%. That's the same increase we had this year. But if you do your job well, you still might see some extra pay. Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
More and more companies are supplementing employees' regular salaries with pay for performance. Ravin Jesutasan of Towers Perrin says financial services firms have long paid out bonuses for good performance, but in recent years, even union employees have begun to see a portion of their pay tied to how well they do their jobs. He says the shift reduces fixed costs for employers, and linking pay to performance has advantages for both sides.
Because in one fell swoop, you send a message to the broad workforce and to individuals as to what is truly valued by the enterprise, and you actually give them a stake in that success.
But what if you've always felt your manager has it in for you? Jesutasan says companies are getting more rigorous about how they measure employee performance, so personal biases don't get in the way of someone's bonus. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The dispute between Hollywood writers and studios is getting a little nastier. The Writers Guild has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. This is essentially an attempt to force the studios back to the table. The studios have refused to talk until the union drops certain demands. But who needs TV writers when you have the NFL? This season has it all. One team hasn't lost. Another team hasn't won. You have Wonder Boy quarterbacks, an evil coach running up the score, and unfortunately, prison sentences and murder. A couple of weeks ago, Monday Night Football was the highest-rated cable program in history. Let's bring in our Business of Sports commentator, Diana Nyad. Diana, love them or hate them, it's all about watching the Patriots, isn't it?
That's what's so, you know, phenomenal about the Patriots, especially, you know, drawing these huge television ratings on games where they're, you know, whooping people up. And it's kind of what I call the tiger factor. We always say, hey, you'll watch anything if it's close. But, you know, if it's going to be a blowout, I don't care how good the team is, you don't watch. Well, you watch Tiger. Well, right now, that's what the Patriots are. They're magic. They walk on the field and the silver glances off the, you know, the sun glances off their helmets. Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, because it's hard to turn away. It's hard not to watch and see if they can run up the score to 100 or whatever. But at the same time, the NFL has lots of problems this year with Michael Vick. And then you had the shooting, the death of the Washington Redskins player. Has this come at the exact right time for the NFL in terms of keeping people glued into it?
I think so. I think, you know, nobody would have wanted to step into Roger Goodell's shoes this year as a, you know, fairly new commissioner of the NFL, as you start with Michael Vick alone. Goodell, you know, was up there just about every week having major press conferences, apologizing for this, disciplining for that. And then all of a sudden, it's not only the Patriots we're talking about, but look at Brett Favre. In terms of popularity, I don't know if we could name an athlete on the planet right now. He's as popular as Muhammad Ali was in his heyday. You know, he's like a little boy still playing Pop Warner football at the age of 38. And then Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys last year blew the entire Cowboys season with one fumbled snap. Now he's like Mr. Star Celebrity of the Cowboys. So there are these, you know, wonderful, huge stories that have just about evened out the negative Michael Vick stories, I think.
But we should point out that if the Patriots do get to 15-0, they play the Giants the last game of the season, and that game will be on the NFL Network, which is not carried in a lot of cable systems.
As a matter of fact, most households, you know, do not get the NFL Network. And the NFL Network just refuses to budge on this. You know, they're saying to Comcast and other cable outfits, take us off your premium sports package. Just give the NFL Network for free. Comcast and the others say, hey, we do business. And the NFL says, well, you know what? You look forward 5 years. It's all going to be on the NFL Network. Everybody's going to have to pay for it. And we're starting that right now. But what a shame to have this historic game for us not to get to watch that. It's just wrong. The NFL should just give it over to Fox that weekend.
All right, Diana, thank you.
Take it easy, Scott.
Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.